This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Maisa Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef, so much was written about to understand what happened and how it could have happened. How could such a thing happen? And Avad, it's important to learn up Mechiras Yosef and to understand it, to take out the limudim, the lessons of Mechiras Yosef. This is the chayv, it's the responsibility when we read the psukim of Mechiras Yosef to fashtein, to the best of our ability. Fashteitzach, we have no shaykhis to the avos. Their cheshbeinus, their greatness. What could we take out? Lesson from the Ma'aseh of Mechiras Yosef. And therefore we have to ask the difficult question. What happened? And how could such a thing happen? Being that it's a delicate situation, delicate story, it's a delicate issue, delicate sugya, I chose not to fataych it according to my understanding, but rather to see it through the eyes of a G'dayli Yisrael who before us wrote about it and discussed it. And I found clarity in the question of what happened in the words of Rabbi Elimeir Bloch in Shiurei Das. I think in the Shiurei Das he brings out the kashis that we all have to ask. And I'm going to read it word for word, more or less, because like I said, I don't want to be tell you, I don't want to make a mistake. When we talk about the obvious, so to speak, Avada, the Shvatim, even though they're not Mamsh the obvious, but they're Arunzer obvious, the Shvatim, the Shifteka. And I want to speak it out the way the Gedolim before us have already addressed the Shailas. He begins by saying that the Inyan of Mechiras Yosef, this is in Shirei Das, Chelik Beis, Shir Yadalid, Inyan Nifla, Otik V'Chadash. It's a Peledik Yisugya, it's also old but yet new. Yeah. Interesting, it's fascinating, it's Otik, it's old yet new. What he means to say is, constant. It's something that we live with. Ma'is Achei Yosef, the story of the Achei Yosef. HaTorah Misaperet Lanu told the Shiftei Ka. Till here we read, who were the Shiftei Ka? The Esav and Yaakov. And we also read, says Shirei Das, how the whole Aveda of Yankif and the Imayis was to be maimed the Yud Beis Shvatim, how much they worked, how much their goal, their she'ifa, was to be the imayis of the Shiftei Ka, the Yud Beis Shvatim, tikvayis ha'imayis, v'chal mishalasam, their hope. That's all they talked about in Shtub, the Yud Beis Shvatim. Shemehem Yetzah Ashvatim, and that would be the Shadish of Am Yisrael. Avraham Lohemidim. And I think it's so beautiful how he touches on every side of the Shaila. Avraham was not Maimit Shvatim. Yitzchak Lohemidim. Yitzchak was not Maimit Shvatim. Rak Yaakov Bechir Shebaavois. Finally, Yaakov was Zoicha. That he was the one to make the Yud Beis Shvatim, he was Mitasa Yishleima, Kulam Tzadikim, Kulam Kedoshim, Meredik. The product, the final product was here. The Yud Beis Shvatim. And who were the Yud Beis Shvatim? Ha'ava Yishei Ma'merkava, Yud Beis Shiftei Ka. They are the Merkava, they are the Mamakim, the Yud Beis Hamazolis, Hanagas Hamyuchadis, anybody who's familiar with Shirei Das. He knew a lot of Kabbalah, he was fluent in Kabbalah, and you'll find between the themes of Musar, Yiddish Zakir, Flechtarain, a lot of Inyonim of Zoyar and Kabbalah. See, here he talks about the Marachas of the Merkava and the Yudbeis Mazolus and Shal Yedei and Nishpas and Hogas Ativis. The point being, it's La'ela. It's way above us to understand who these people were. The Yud Beis Shvatim, the Kabam Sashpam, Yuchedis Lan Hogas Am Yisrael, the Chaim of Orem Lanum Asfarim Akdeishim, quote unquote. Okay. Here comes the question, and if this is all true, Mai Sonoiro, Chet Kazeh, Achzor Yis Kazeh, Lo Yeumin Ki Yisup. How are we to understand? Vasat pasir. How could such a thing happen? It's such achzorius. Vas tutzachopta. Lushamanu. Had we heard this same thing about anoshim gasim, street people, grabe mention, we would already say, ah, this can't be. It would strike us as something that doesn't make sense. And anoshim gasim, hayinu mispalim v'shayelim. We would be wonder and ask, how you talking? Em nimtze v'teva adam. Could a person do such a thing? Levakeish lahomis as a chatzoyir to kill a young brother. Sachapela. And who is already the young brother? Yosef. Yosef. Who we know was unbelievable. He was Bar Chochim, Ben Skunim, that the Tol Teire, and I've got my Teire, no? That Yank, Stel Zachfar, Migate Hagen, I've got my Teire. A younger brother, mit Azar Zaris, who? Avis Akdosh, who? Maisim Ekov, Yud Bey Shifte Ka. And then he talks about, what about the concept of Yankiv's Avelis, was tut, I mean, you're talking about Ananda Punt. The first thing you would thought, Chabli my tatach, kendus nishtan, I can't do it to my father. And how about all the begging that Yosef did? Aval Hashem emanachnu alochinu bischane eleinu v'loy shamanu b'kailoi. What's with all that? I mean, who doesn't have rachmonis, apis, achachmanis, something? And then he says, and even if it's possible that somebody sometimes loses it, uses those words with other language, so let's say one person, but ten should all be together. And don't forget, Reuven is standing there telling them, Vas tustu. What happened? Vas ata pasit. And then he says, Peledik, afterwards they sit down, lechem lechem, like nothing happened. That's a chadek, umest asuda. What's the pshat? This is words of Shuri Das. Meredith. Again, like I said, I chose to speak it out in his words and not my words. Chalila, I shouldn't chas v'shalom make a mistake. I'm being the wrong word. And he, as well as other Bali Musar, speak Kaiches HaNefesh, the Indian of Kin of Asina, that Lamaisa they held, they were right up Yalach and they paskined. You notice even later when they come back, after they already know it's Yosef in Mitzrayim, Yosef tells them, Artir Gezu Baderech. What's Artir Gezu Baderech? You're not supposed to be Yosef B'dvar Halacha. We shouldn't. And all the Mephorshim asked the Kasha, why is Yosef telling them? Why don't they know it? Vasep is on the way back after they find out it's Yosef. Why was Yaakov not telling this to them on the way in? Smashma now became anay al tirgazu baderech shloik tisatsku b'dvar aloche. And the answer is, say Bali Musar, Farshim, that now he reopened again the sugya. Yeah. Vaita nocham on andal the sugya from Mechiras Yosef, mamish, ayin in Sarik Mechiras Yosef, the aloche, the psak, and stumultach a psak aloche, rabbeis, ayin. And this is a sugya that for years and years, yon nish, a sugya. And they finally came to achlate. Say Bali Musa, but the Torah tells us that there was a little kin of a sinner, whatever it means. And you see they can go hand in hand, that a person could believe in Das Torah that he's 100% right. And the Torah, the Eibish, the Rachmana, who's Yedeya, he's Oimik HaLev, what's going on inside a person's heart, told us, Vayikana Bayecha, Vayisnu Aysay, Satsatam, Mitzinim, Mitkinim. This Rabbeisai is what others before me have said, and I repeat it, Be'emu B'yira. Even when we talk about the Asara Eruvi Malchus, it says the Lashon. This Shilashnu, we say it, Be'emu B'yira, we say it with fear. Trepidation, it's something that has to be spoken about with Yira. I would like to just point out something that I saw interesting in Mechiras Yosef. Something very important. How could such a thing happen? I want to tell you over something interesting. There's a Peledik Ishlara, they say. If you look at the Medrash tells us that what was the Lashon Hara that Yosef brought back to the parents, to the father, to Yankiv. So the Medrash, that they were eating Eivim and Achai, they were Mezalzlim B'nei Ashvachais, to call them Avadim, and they were Chashudim Al Ha'achrayis. Rabbi Isai. It was a complete fabrication. I say, who are you talking about already? Avem Retman Shem. Chadav Shapella. They were eating Avim and Achai. What's up, Shadi? What's Tutsachavta? There's a lot of Torah about this, Rabbi Isai. What's the pshat? The mezalzel b'nei ashvacha used to call them. Well, they were shlech dimension. They were what was bishleim on Yosef? You say there was sin and kinnah. And again, and I say it carefully with the greatest zehirus and the greatest pachat. But the b'nei ashvachis, what's daf meredim to the b'nei ashvachis? You b'nei ashvachis veretazay. What is it about? And then on top of that, they were chashudim al arayis. So the truth is, Chashudim al Arayis, in this area, people are able to make up things. We find there even Meshur Rabbeinu, they were Chashudim him on Arayis. Melameitze Kalechot, Viechot, Kina Lishtim, and they Meshur. And somebody's very big, these things happen, but it's still not the Pshat. Epistach and Farshtein, what they made it up from nothing today. You hear the Shaila Rabbeinu say, what's the Eivim and Achai? Why these three things? That they spoke about the Shvachis, the Bnei Ashvachis, that they're Avadim, Avadim. And how are they Avadim? They're really Avadim? They're not Avadim. It was Dichem Meshuchra, they're now wives of Yankiv Avinu. What does it mean? What's the Shprach Bechlal? And Vos Meintas, Chashudim Al Hoa, Rayezak the Shlaka, the Shmeredik. He says he found in the cave, it's Yashan. Actually, the words are Shamati. That he heard it from the Kaivitz Yashan. B'shem the Kaivitz Yashan. Avraham Avinu was mechabes something called Sefer Yetzirah. The book that you're able to create worlds, Elamis, you're able to create. And this book he gave to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak gave it to Yankiv. And Yankiv carefully didn't give it to everyone. Who did he give it to? He gave it to Reuven, Shimon, Levi. He gave it to the children of Leah. And with this, say for Yetzirah, they created animals, which they ate. They created Nekevis, which they walked in the street with. Yeah. Umemela, there was no Isser. Atagisheft. The Malbim speaks about this. It's interesting. They created animals. And there was no problem of Avim and Achai, because they're not real animals. They created the caves, and there's no problem. Why? It's not real. They're golems, they're not real, there's no Isser. Now what does it have to do with Avadim? Avad? Because since you can't use the Sefer Yetzirah unless you're an Ahecha Madrega, and that's why Yaakov Avinu only gave it to who? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Memela, when they came, the Bnei Ashvachas came and said, we want part of it. We want to be part of this Meiridikazach. Let us in on the Sefer Yetzira. And they told him, no, Avadim. Chas v'sholem, Etalnish. How could we come and let you... Yeah. There was a kavani here when they said, it's brought down in the chayim. It's a real zach. Yeah. Now, why is Yosef not knowing all this? Yankev Avinu didn't give it over to Yosef. All the Torah that he gave over, das at the nishke gab. Punkt seif yitzira, he didn't give over to Yosef. So Yosef has no clue. He's looking, and he has no reason to believe that it's not real because it's the Sefer Yetzirah. The Chasam Sofer comes and he attacks this Kovitz Yashin, this whole shtickle from the Shlon. He says, Bishlaim Evim and Achai. Alright, God, that we find the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Tanoim already made Behemoth Erev Shabbos. Keep in mind, Erev Shabbos. We get back to this Erev Shabbos, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That Erev Shabbos, you hear, they made behemoths from Sefer Yetzirah. Shay, Abizavlich Sam Sefer, they made Nekevus, that they could walk in the street with these Nekevus. Says, Bishleima, this, that they came, and that they made a behemoth good. Chalila. They made the kevas was tutzachot. Hafle fell. Good. Abaisai, there's two other shells for smitafrek. Reish is called the Samsoif of Rektor. Good. Why would they have to create a kevah? A tzveita shaila. What's wrong if they took a behemoth from the great stock of behemoths that Yankev Avinu has, without gain and krichen arayin, and to make us, what do you, for what? What's the Yankev Avinu to give out a behemoth? What did the rab do? Huh? Yankev Avinu, kid.
No, the kids don't want.
I say, it's a chop. You can't go into your mother's refrigerator and take out whole chicken. That's the, what was? You think that they didn't have a behemoth? That's the real story. They didn't have a behemoth. Chav Yitzuli, I love you so much. I have to think about your question one more time, and I still disagree with what you're asking. I love you so much. This is very special to me. Listen, you're talking about Yankev Avinu had the most unbelievable amount of animals. You're talking about they were rich. Amazing how rich they were. Was ist schlecht, dass mit Bett der Tate Efsche, Tate kann ich nicht mehr checken. Was darf gehen und sehen, wie ihr Zierer kann abmachen. Ich weiß, ein Geulem, you have to make a Geulem out of it. Tell me, what flavor does it taste like? It's definitely not that Mom is cooking, right? I don't believe that the Kinder Bedafka wanted Seifi Yitzira Behema that's on the menu over the Mom is kochen. Was tut sich auf der Bedafka? Was ist der Bedafka? Was ist der Bedafka? Another Shaila Rabbi Esai, why Taka does Yankev Avinu not teach Yosef? It's the Taka Pella. He taught him Kol HaTeche Kula,
but does nicht.
So actually, you can say, go Yeshivish. Yosef had not learned Teres Shev Eivar, Chab Chaim Priskes. Was hat er mit Seif Yitzirah? Das hat nicht kein Scheiches mit dem. Don't repeat this in my name. I don't want any trouble. Okay? You hear? Yeah, you're in the good Efshel, the Pshat is amazing. Yosef is a phenomenon with Reb Chaim Brisker. What's a phenomenon with Sefer Yetzirah? See, you're staring at me like I'm in the wonderment. I'm just saying it as to entertain. Why would he not teach him Sefer Yetzirah? I want to tell you, Yisrael, and I want you to think about it, because the truth is it needs a long discussion and a long shear to go through Klara Metaklarkeit. But I want to tell you, Yisait, every Mechleikis is based on misunderstandings. unless the machlekes is mamish a rosh merusha that's really out to get a tzaddik, 99% of machlekes are based on misunderstandings. And I want to tell you at the biggest site. There's a very nice classic sefer people use. It's called Mishela Avos on Pirkei Avos. And he brings from the Alter Zeda Meir Dikit Deher. We find Machleikis L'Shem Shemayim. What's the Machleikis L'Shem Shemayim? Shammai in Hillel. Machleikis Shammai in Hillel. Mashenkin Shalei L'Shem Shemayim is Kairach the Adas. In many Trutzim and Pshatim are said to explain the Nusach of the Mishneh. Why doesn't it say Moshe? Moshe in Kairach, it says Kairach the Adas. It should say Shammai in Hillel, Moshe in Kairach, right? That's the two opposite ends. Moshe is not a part of the Machlek. There's a lot of Pshatim in my base. It's not a picky obvious here, but there's a Meiridik of Vav and Zayden Zachrin Obracha, the Beisarim. Mamish Meiridik. Notice it doesn't say Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It says Shammai and Hillel. What's the Nafkamina? Shammai and Hillel, they wanted to know the truth. They kept the base out of it. They kept Arum and Arum out of it. Every machloikis needs diyun to know what the real emes is in the machloikis. That's a very complicated thing. It wasn't Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel because the truth is you would never get anywhere with that. It was Shammai that every time Shammai met Hillel, and it's Grad Chazalin that they met in many of the attics and Mamish, and they fought about it in Rabu, Shammai al Hillel. It was, these were real machleik. What is it? Because each one was mevakish, the truth. Let's get really what happened. Let's get down to the emes of the thing. And the main, it's Shammai v'Hillel, not Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And I want to tell you further of this. I saw many times brought down Rishim Roshiva Zatzal. It's very interesting. Ramesha saw that it's brought down that whenever it came an issue of machlekes, and they would come, of course, in the facade of L'Shem Shemayim. Right? It's always, everything is always L'Shem Shemayim, right? He banged on the table and he would say, B'daf homen of Sanhedrin of them. Of Paskin and machlekes, daf homen of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. What's the pshat? So years later, I saw that some brought the Girsa was the Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, and they said because it has to do with Ritzicha. Every machloikis involves Retzach, and Retzach is Dinin Nefashis, and Dinin Nefashis needs a bezin of Chav Gimel. Chazanish said the same thing when it came to a question of throwing a child out of yeshiva. The Chazanish held that it needed a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, since it's Pikuach Nefashis. The only one who could paskin that is what? Is a bezin of Chav Gimel. I've always, like I said, seen different uschayis in this story. Many times I've seen it as Ayin Aleph, that you actually need Ayin Aleph. And what's the pshat in that? The pshat in that is very teeth. It's very complicated. Machleikisin is something which, first of all, besides the effect that it takes in a matzav of Klal Yisrael, what it does to Klal Yisrael, it's negeit against Klal Yisrael. And when it's negeit against Klal Yisrael, the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph becomes the responsibility to paskin. Whenever it's a shaila of Klal Yisrael, and this is briskerov Torah, I don't want to go into it right now in halachadik, but there's a lot of briskerov about this. Anything that's negeit, for example, the melech, since it's Kala'am, so his diun is Vayin Aleph. There's certain things which is negate against Klal Yisrael. Machlekes, as little and as we think as isolated as it is, it's actually negate to the Gans Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's past the Yachid's Psak that needs Chav Gimel. It turns into what? Ayin Aleph. Where does these misunderstandings come from? How does these misunderstandings happen? And the Teretz, of course, we always think that it's people. People are prone to misunderstandings. People make mistakes. People perceive things. And I want to tell you a big yesod about this. Everything that a person perceives is through the lens of his midas and who he is. If a person has kina, he will perceive the realities factual based on what's going on inside him. And therefore you always need to go to somebody who is apart from the situation, who sees it from a different, not from within the negius of the person. And that's why we have Das Teira. That's why we go to Gedolei Yisrael, because what they see, even in a simple matziv, we with all our knowledge, we can't see it. Why? Because sometimes we're enwrapped in the negius that we have in the story. This is true. This would be the Pashup Shai, Rabbi say, where the misunderstandings which cause machloikis are based on. But I would like to tell you another thing. Machloikis are based, driven, ignited by the Yetzirah, by the Satan. Machloikis are ignited. The misunderstandings, I've heard this from Isaiah many times, that he would say in every machlokes, ah, the Satan zech famished in the Vedic. The Satan got involved in it. What does he mean by the Satan got involved in it? Because it is the Satan that inflames. It's the Satan that makes the misunderstandings. I have yet to see a machlokes, which it's not a result of complete misunderstanding. This one is tiny, and that's why this one's tiny A and the other one's tiny B. And it's very possible both are true. The Yetzer Hara comes and ignites this machlokes. Where did I get this yesod from? You know, in Shulchan Aruch, is very gepaskent that a person has to be very careful not to make machlokes on Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Samach Beis Yiv Gimel, the Mechaber says that a person should be happy when Shabbos comes. Says the Mechaber, Yilbush Begadav Anoyim V'Yismach B'Vias HaShabbos. He's got to be happy when Shabbos comes. Says the Mishneh Berurah, what is this V'Yismach B'Vias HaShabbos? Says the Mishneh Berurah, interesting. Chalamar B'Lechabdoi B'Gufoi B'Begadav Shtia Reza Meshubach B'Zoyer Mekubalim B'Shabbos. You have to be very careful that machloikis shouldn't happen on Shabbos. U'befrat bein ish l'ishtay b'chei muchach b'gittin. That there's inyan, you have to be careful on Shabbos not to have machloikis. We all know the famous Zayir by now. I'm sure if you heard it, everyone went to a drasha. Lo yisavaru eish Shabbos, fire, machloikis, Shabbos. Okay. In Simon Reish Nun, we find the halacha. The Ramah says that you have to sharpen the knife. Yesh lahashchis hasakin be'erev Shabbos. Now, when we say sharpen the knife, we don't mean sharpen the knife as a utensil to use on Shabbos against others. We don't mean that. It means that we sharpen the knife. Says the Mishneh Berurah, what's the reason? It's based on a pasuk. V'yadata ki shalom alecha, that there should be peace in your oihel on Shabbos. Zu ashchazas hasake. This is to sharpen the knife. Mishneh Berurah reish nun siv katan hey. Ki imkeya hasaken, because if the knife is not sharp, yachay lavay li pa'amim li deit. Tata chas v'shal. Now, does he mean mekubal dikazach and kabbalin yonim? I don't know. I think he said shtabura kadarka just means very simple that if the house isn't tidy, perfect for Shabbos, it turns into a machlaikah. So your job is to make sure that you should have shalom alecha. It's Rabbi said, this is all Mishnah Buris. I'm starting to hear these things. There's a Maariv Chidah, I would like to thank Rav Eisenberg, Rav Gershon Eisenberg, for his beautiful kuntres. He brings a Maariv Chidah in this inyan. He brings from the Chidah, and it's interesting, the Archa Shulchan even brings it la'alacha, so he doesn't quote the Chidah, but he says this, he's saying la'alacha. Erev Shabbos, Eis Mesukin L'machleikis. Erev Shabbos is a very dangerous time for Machleikis. You ever notice, it gets very heated up, Erev Shabbos. Mishrayt, Mekvitchit. So everybody thinks it's the situation in front of you, right? It has to do, the fact is, people are rushing, and people are very makbid that everything should be nice for Shabbos, and therefore that leads to the situation of Machleikis and yelling and screaming and whatnot. Says the Chidah, V'har be'tayra chasitra achara l'charchariv. This is the work of the Satan. Erev Shabbos, the Satan is on overtime. He works overtime. Why? Because Shabbos is a time where the Shalom is so important, and therefore he's the one who instigates that there should be Machloikis. The Satan. This is where the Zedos used to say the Satan used to get involved. Satan's a charein gemisht. You hear? Dover shal pella, eh? Dover shal pella. We always think that the machlaikis is that guy did this and therefore caused the machlaikis. The food wasn't ready, the sakin wasn't ready, and that caused the machlaikis. I want to tell you a big yisayd, Rabbi say. If it was just about the sakin being ready or not, and there was no yetzahara, no sitra achat to drive the machlaikis, the mail of us. Therefore what? I want to tell you a merry dick of us, Rabbi say. Give me one more minute on the topic, and then we'll get back to the Mechiras Yosef, the Shla, and the lesson that we could take from it. There's a Meiridik of Chazal, they say. Chazal say, what is the reasons for a get? Interesting. So one man d'Amma says, it's only Ki Matzah b'Ervas Dover. Ki Matzah b'Ervas Dover. That's the only reason, that's the only heter why someone should go for a get, throw out his wife. The second mandoma there says, no, afilu higdiach tafshiloi. Even if she burnt the soup, you could get rid of her. I have a shaila for you, Rabbeisai, and this is not my kash. I saw this in the Ber Moshe many, many years ago. It was shown to me by a Rebbe of mine, Rabbi Yankiv Goldstein, Zeichet Tzadik L'Brach. What's the pshat that Chazal could permit that a person should throw his wife out because higdiach tafshiloi? Imagine the rock. Imagine. You know, I'm getting rid of my wife. What'd she do? She burnt supper last night. Would you stand there and look at her? What? What are you talking about? So all the Chazal mean is, even if that's his whole reason, that's enough. That's. He says a moiridik avort. He says that if a person could have an issue about higdiach tafshiloi, it's a simon there's something else going on wrong. It's a simon that there's no real ahava between the husband and the wife. This could bother you. It's a sign of something deeper and something bigger. If you talk to a therapist, they'll call it that he has issues. Okay? It's not the issue at hand, it's the issues that are behind the complaint. That's what Chazal are saying. Afilu igdiach tafshiloi. I ask you a kashu, Rabbeisai. It could turn into such a machlekes because of Ashchaz Asakin. What are Chazal telling us over here? Shalom Alecha. A mensch reit on, a mensch kevel mishugat slivas. The Sakin is not sharp enough. What does it mean? And the Teretz says it doesn't have to mean anything. Because machlaikis means that there's a yetzahara that drives a machlaikis. It could be about nothing also. When the zman of machlaikis is there, then the machlaikis becomes, could be, about issues so minute that you can't even figure out, like this, but it's the time of Machlekes, it's the Maisi Yetzirah, it's the Maisi Sof. Let's go back, Rabbi Isai. Tell me, could you get a bigger misunderstanding than Mechiras Yosef? The Chadav Shapella. The Shvatim walked around, you hear? And they made Eva Menachai, you hear? That there's no problem with Eva Menachai, it's not a real animal. What were they thinking? They don't know that Yaakov Avinu never gave Yosef Sefer Yetzirah. They don't know that. And why did Yaakov Avinu not give Sefer Yetzirah? And that's pshat is because it was all bashert that this machlokes should take place. It's a dovah shel pelah. To make the nekevus that they walk in the street with the nekevus. If the only Yosef knew that this is not real. Yosef didn't know that. If only the Shvatim knew that Yosef didn't know this, they would have agreed with Yosef to go repeat over. Avadi had to come and tell his father. Well, what should he do? As a matter of fact, you know the Pel is Vayove is the Bosom Royal Aviam. What did he do? Vayove. I saw Grada from the Bali Musa Mayri Kadiuk. I don't remember. I didn't have a chance to look up to remember exactly who said it. I remember my Zaidi used to say it over. What does Vayove mean? Vayove means he brought them the facts the way they were. Vayove, what does it mean he brought? He didn't add, he didn't give any interpretations. He just brought them and he said, Sefi Yetzirah. I'm sorry, Eva Menachai, Zilzul. And why is Yaakov not telling Yosef that they have Sefi Yetzirah? Echa Pelashel. It's Echa Dovashel Pelah. Something is not. You're talking about Maram Hachi and Maram Hachavilei Pligi. They were both right. Everybody's right. Yosef would be 100% wrong if he didn't bring the story to his father. The Shvachis, they would be 100% wrong if they learned Sefer Yetzirah. Why are the Shvachis, B'nai HaShvachis, not being told that the reason why we're telling you your Avodim is caused to say for Yetzirah? It takes two words to clarify the whole story. And that is what? Sefer Yetzirah. That's all you needed. That was the missing word in the whole story. This becomes a basic, a pedagogical lesson. I want to add something, a chidush nifla. Rabbi Isai, when did this take place? No? How do you know? Because obviously, from the shmuz, it's a mefurish tshuva sarashba, Rabbi Isai. The tshuva sarashba, Simon Tav Yud Gimel says, look at the Gemara Sanhedrin, Samachay, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Ishia, they were Isaac and Seifi Yetzirah to make a Tilsa, Igla Tilsa. When was it? The Gemara clearly specifies it was on Erev Shabbos. Says the Rashba, because you cannot create a behema from Sefer Yetzirah unless it's Erev Shabbos. Huh? No, he says you can't create a behema from Sefer Yetzirah unless it's Erev Shabbos. Quite interesting, huh? So the Maisa that happened on Erev Shabbos. And whose job is it to make machlekes and misunderstandings on Erev Shabbos? And the answer is, the Satan's job is to create riv, misunderstandings. The lesson, Rabbi Isai, is, in every machlekes, don't take the bait. It's sometimes a bait that the Yetzahara, that the Satan, it gives a person, here, look what's going on. Sometimes it's one word that will explain the whole thing. And it's a whole different sugya. It's an entirely different sugya. And the answer is, Sefer Yetzirah. Sometimes it's no shaykhis to what you thought it was. It's not that the pshat is there's a maisa and you have to fataych the maisa why the person did it. It's almost like that's not what happened. What you see A is really B. it has no shaychus. It's the chadavas of power. When you read Mechiras Yosef, according to the way the Shlod, the way the Achrayim bring out the story of Mechiras Yosef, the events that led to Mechiras Yosef never happened. Not on Yosef's part. I have a shayla. Is Yosef responsible? Did Yosef do anything wrong? So there's a whole big shayla about that. Asar Aruge Malchus, who was the 10th one? Huh? Who? There were 10 that sold? How many people sold by the Saruge Malchus? Only 9. So Avada, we all know the Eibishta, the Goyin, right? Tachas for the Eibishta. Asiria Kodesh Tachas Lashem. It's for the Eibishta because the Eibishta was part of the thing. Other Achrayim say that Yosef was responsible. Yosef had no responsibility over here. It's a big shayla. According to this, it's Taka Meir the Kazakh. But Yosef did, Al Pi Allah was right, he basam ra'alakim. This L'chay Rabbeis is a tremendous lesson in the Chiyas Yosef.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.